attractions and outdoor activities like fishing and bike trails. Additional information at imhoteltimberlake.com. This is 91.7 KEXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are celebrating 50 years of people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. You can join us at KAXE.org. It's 9 o'clock, time for Headwaters.
Change, change, change. Change, change.
Years ago today, Aretha Franklin, the Swampers, the Sweet Inspirations, which was her sister's, and Joe South in there as well on that classic guitar riff. 60 years ago today, they were in the studio recording that tune right there, Chain of Fools, written by Don Covey. It would come out just a few months later and definitely be one of her biggest hits of all time. And I saw that. Where did this go? Shouldn't looking to list too much, but Rolling Stone says 249 on the greatest 500 songs of all time. Without knowing any other context around that or what other songs are there, I think I would move it higher. I'm Malachi Coons, and you are listening to Headwaters here on People Powered KAXE. I'll be with you until 11 o'clock this morning. We've got lots of a variety of music, old and new, and also want to let you know, we're having a conversation with Bemidji musician Cage Jamber coming your way at 10:15. Last week, I got to catch up with Cage. He's playing the Beltrami Block Party this Saturday, and he played three songs live in the studio. You'll hear that recording coming up at 10:15. He also doing a little preview of some of the other Bemidji musicians on the lineup, and it'll be a lot of fun catching up with Cage, who is a DJ here at KAXE and great musician. Outside of that as well. So stay tuned for that. We also have, of course, our slice of green cheese, as always, around 9:45, our album of the week, Tift Merritt, the North Carolina Americana and country singer-songwriter, back after about 10 years away from music. Her new album is our album of the week. Stay tuned for that. Also going to be hearing some Rolf Stanley on the show today, our pick of 76, Rye Cooter. I've got music from Lucy Michelle and the Velvet Lapels later on, this new Love album, Julia Jacqueline, and much, much more as always. Support for KEXE comes from the Bagley Area Arts Collaborative, offering workshops in July, including Watercolor Batik with Diane, July 14th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Faith Lutheran Church, an expressive watercolor portrait workshop, July 28th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. as well, held at the same church in Bagley. More information and registration at bagleyarts.org or on Facebook. Do you rely on KAXC, and are you at least 70 and a half years old? Supporting our future is easy. Ask your financial advisor to set up charitable IRA distributions to KAXE. Questions? Call Sarah at 218-326-1234. Our question of the week, summer is ramping up, and we want to know about small town events or festivals you think everyone should experience, whether it's museums, parks, historic sites, ice cream shops, or parades. Text us at 218-326-1234. Let's see. What do I want to go with for this? I didn't put too much thought into it, but it's kind of a little unique random item that was something that I am very fond of. Before moving here, there was the Rhubarb Festival in Duluth. Now, I love rhubarb. They got all different types of rhubarb burritos, of course, rhubarb snacks and cakes and things, but a festival all about rhubarb. And I like kind of a niche little festival like that. So I would recommend that one. And then if we're going all the way back to my hometown in Southwest Wisconsin, I'm going to throw out the Westby, Wisconsin Sitten de Mai celebration. Lots of Norwegians there. You get more candy at that parade than any other 4th of July, any other thing. They are just, let me tell you, the Norwegians, they're just chucking candy at kids. And it's a beautiful sight. So hopefully that festival is still going on because I haven't heard about it in a long time. Anyways, you can let us know at 218-326-1234. There are so many wonderful little nuggets off the beaten path around northern Minnesota, and we'd love to share them so folks can take them in and experience a little more of this world that we call home. Okay, let's get back to the tunes with something from, let's see, oh, that's where I was headed. We're going to do Pokey LaFarge, his last album. We played the heck out of it here at KEXE, and after some time away from music from LaFarge, he was working on a farm, kind of dabbling in some cumbia music, some music from Brazil. From the sound of this new single, looks like he's heading a little bit back towards his, you know, vintage, kind of rocking and rolling, troubadour, American music style. We've got a new tune out that I have heard a couple of times already this morning, if I'm being fully honest. Here is The Thing, Pokey LaFarge on KAXE.
It's a long way to the top of the world. I found out it's only a shuffle back down. They say to get there, got to pay your dues, yeah. What I see is what I think, what I say is what I do. The thing ain't the thing that I thought it was. I earned what I learned from the lesson, 'cause the thing that I got ain't the thing that I thought that I wanted. The thing that I got ain't the thing that I thought that I wanted. But I had money, and I had gold, but women and fame, yeah, they soon got old. People would tell me, you'd just be you, yeah. What you think you know, where you look is where you go. Well, I had everything under my control, but the thing wasn't worth selling my soul. The thing ain't the thing that I thought it was. I
Leave your baggage at the door. for a ramble down by a cold frosty stream. Sat down on a bed of hemlocks and primroses. Gently I fell into a dream. I dreamed I saw a pretty fair maiden. Such beauty I never saw before. Her dress was bound round with hemlocks and primroses. So green was the mantle she wore. Her hair was was at ivory so white. Her eyes they shine like sparkling diamonds of stars that shine on a cold frosty night. I drew her near, then I with two empty arms and you on my mind. Heaven seemed so near while I was dreaming. It hurts to know you left me behind.
That is Rolph Stanley here on People Powered KAXE. The bluegrass legend passed away on this day 10 years ago. Of course, with the Clinch Mountain Boys, with his brother Carter, one of the big, big groups in bluegrass, and so many good tunes. We heard him singing Hemlocks and Primroses here on Headwaters. Leah Blevins before that, one of the newer Easy Eye Records signees, Leave Your Baggage at the Door, the name of that one. Her debut album is All Dressed Up. And Tim Maia and Pokey LaFarge rounding out that set. We've got our album of the week from Tift Merritt coming up very shortly. Want to take a quick check-in on our weather. Looking ahead toward the rest of the day here right now. Looking pretty nice out the window. Sunny skies, partly cloudy around the region. We do have showers and thunderstorms likely this afternoon today. Highs in the low 70s. Overnight, lows around 50. Continued rain and thunderstorms tomorrow. Showers and thunderstorms, more of the same, mostly cloudy, highs in the mid-60s to low 70s, and then some sunshine for Thursday, highs in the low 70s. Right now, seeing mostly cloudy to partly sunny skies around the area, and currently 67 degrees in Grand Rapids. We receive support from Sanford Bemidji Joe Lucan Cancer Center, providing health and healing in a local setting. More at sanfordhealth.org. Are you a local business owner? You can have an impact on the future of KAXE and keep People Powered Radio strong with your sponsorship dollars. Visit kaxe.org/give to learn about sponsorship options. And a big thank you to all of our current business sponsors. After Dark is our late-night Saturday show outside the normal KAXE mix. Tune in to hear it after Green Cheese at 9 p.m. till midnight for punk, hip-hop, themed shows, metal, electronic, and more. Your host coming up this Saturday is Diane Ott. Tift Merritt is back after, I believe, just about 10 years since her last album, Stitch of the World, from 2017, and her new release that just dropped, Sugar, is our album of the week. She worked with producer Lawrence Rothman who she met on a writing retreat, I believe. And that partnership helped her to rediscover her love of singing, creating, and collaborating in the studio. In her words, Sugar is about the surprising sweetness of being unequipped for showing up every day, but trying anyway. That phrase has been resonating with me heavy since I first heard it. And on top of that, there's a big theme of love running throughout the album of the songs about putting love out into the world, receiving love, not necessarily classic love songs, as you might think, but more about thinking about it as a concept and kind of how it affects you, giving it, receiving it, and how it moves through the universe, that type of stuff. Not in like a woo-woo way, but in a nice, pleasant way. I'm getting off track here. Tift Merritt's new album. Let's take a listen to a song called Everyday Singing. And I am a sucker for songs where they make you wait a little while for kind of a secondary, like a backing chorus. And there are some voices that join in with the main chorus of this tune a little later on. And it's quite a lovely effect. Tift Merritt, let us know what you think of our album of the week. Here's Everyday Singing.
Big divorce, how there's no crying at the end of the world. And running away won't solve anything, not even they left. Personally, a dame does what she must, no matter the hurts. The phoenix rises and fits and starts, and fits and starts. Whatever comes next, there always will be poets and revelers. Before it flew off across centuries, I swear it looked right at me. It looked right at me. Whatever comes next, there always will be poets and revolutionaries. People who risk their own for another. The everyday singing of mothers and daughters. Are you the everyday singing? Are you the everyday singing? It goes.
free, keep a little dignity. I was locked up in jeopardy. 2 days clean, feels like everybody's looking at me. Is it somebody else they see? Is it all just a fever dream? You can buy whatever you want, but hope, I've been holding out for that golden rope. How long's it gonna take it to arrive? I got 2 good legs, I can walk out of here alive. 2 weeks away, guess I ought to have something to say. By now you think I changed, but everything gets so strange. 2 weeks gone, only God knows what I'm on. I can almost see across the pond, as high as I've been. This life ain't a river, it's a carousel town. The faces change as you spin around. You'd be better off with your inquiries deprived. I got 2 good legs, I can walk out of here alive. Two days clean, trying to make it 3. Yet sometimes I still see some light before me. Gone. I'll be leaving here by dawn. What you got ain't what you want, but I know how to find him. You can buy whatever you want, but hope, I've been holding out for that golden rope. How long's it gonna take it to arrive? I got 2 good legs, I can walk out of here alive.
Yeah. south of 40, keeping their cool. They're warm and friendly and like to play pool. The ground south of 40 seem loose and sweet. They're sure good looking, like pork meat.
It is Joy Harjo with help from Esperanza Spalding. Stomping all night, we're stomping all morning here on KAXE. What a tune from Harjo's new Insomnia and Seven Steps to Grace album. Former U.S. Poet Laureate is Harjo. And I mentioned this before, but her project she did through the Library of Congress called Living Nations, Living Words. I would definitely recommend checking it out. It's an interactive map of North America that she put together. And you can click around it and hear indigenous poets from throughout North America. And there's actually audio clips of them, so you can see where they are on the map, place them, and then hear their poetry, which is obviously inspired by where they live. It is a really, really cool thing. And I had an anthology of poetry that Harjo collected from Native poets around North America. That is where I first learned about that. And it's also a nice companion piece. And I had no idea. She's been making music since the 90s. The kind of stuff you get to hear on a people-powered community radio like KAXE alongside John R. Miller, 2 Days Clean, kind of a heartbreaking song. All of John R. Miller's music is, what's the phrase I'm looking forward to? Not surprisingly heartbreak, kind of deceivingly. It's all presented in sort of a similar way, but can be kind of crushing when you dig into it. His new album is coming out Friday called The Great Unknowing. And our album of the week from Tift Merritt rounding out that set, The Everyday Singing of Mothers and Daughters. I thought that was a beautiful tune. Joanne from Side Lake agreed. She sent in to 218-326-1234. Great song, beautiful. We'd love to hear from you with your thoughts on the tunes you're hearing or about our question of the week. What are some great local, small, or obscure, or maybe they're known by everybody, but you love them, festivals and things around northern Minnesota that we should know about? And all your thoughts, Nature Notes this morning, whatever it might be, 218-326-1234 is the place to send those. It's also the place to show how much you know about trivia. We have our slice of green cheese coming up shortly. Got my weather together here. Currently rain and 65 in Bemidji, 70 degrees in Fair and Aiken, and let's see, 70 partly cloudy Brainerd. Bagley also seeing some rain, a little bit cooler there, 62, and Grand Rapids and toward the range, mostly cloudy and in the upper 60s. Another reminder, tune in just about 30 minutes, so stay tuned, I should say, if you're already hearing this. Cage Jamber, you'll hear a conversation that I had with Cage. He also played three beautiful tunes in the studio in Bemidji at KBXC. You'll hear a recording of that conversation. Cage, one of three Bemidji musicians alongside Sonny Johnson and Tiny Town, who are kicking off our Beltrami Block Party this Saturday. That conversation with Cage, a little preview of the festivities. And alongside those three, you're going to hear from Eric Koskinen, David Huckfeldt, and Little Fevers, the event presented by KAXC, KBXC, Bridget's Pub, and Keg and Cork. One more time, Saturday, this Saturday, starting at 1 p.m. So stay tuned for more of that, and we'll hear from some of those artists. It is time for a slice of green cheese, our daily trivia question. Be the first to call in with the correct answer, and we will send you a coupon for a treat at an area business. Our thanks goes out to today's sponsors, Wild Hair Bistro in Bemidji and Molly Poppins Gourmet Snacks in Park Rapids for making the daily slice of green cheese possible. If you have won sometime in the last 30 days, please hold your calls and give someone else a chance. Here is today's question. On this day in 1887, Canada signed the Rocky Mountains Park Act into law, creating Canada's first national park. What is that park called today? If you know the answer or want to make a guess, call 218-326-1234. The question again is, on this day in 1887, Canada signed the Rocky Mountains Park Act into law, creating their first national park. What is that park now called? 218-326-1234 with your guess. You can hold your calls. We do have a winner for our slice of green cheese. Please hold your calls. We do have a winner.
さよならっていうところで終わります。
4th of July coming up this weekend. Some firecracker for you here on KAXE. A nice soundtrack to the winning of our slice of green cheese today, which was done by Gene in Chisholm. Congratulations. Gene will be going to Natural Harvest Food Co-op in Virginia because Gene correctly answered the question. On this day in 1887, Canada signed the Rocky Mountains Park Act into law, creating their first national park. What is that park now called? And Gene knew that the correct answer was Banff, Banff National Park. And they actually modeled it on the Yellowstone Act. And yeah, I'm not sure if it was clear in the question there, but it was originally called Rocky Mountains Park. I don't know if they changed it because of... Anyways, I'll get back to you on the answer of why they changed it. But Banff, way cooler, way more iconic. Listen every weekday around 9:45 for the slice of green cheese. And tune in Saturday nights from 7 to 9 for our popular green cheese trivia show coming up this Saturday. Your host for Green Cheese Trivia is Janet Bredeman and Christy Norland, 7 to 9. I did hear from Bob in Grand Rapids. We are talking about festivals throughout northern Minnesota that you think people should know about. Our question of the week could also be museums that are little gems, parks, historic sites, whatever it might be. Text in 218-326-1234. And Bob said Bearfest in Northome. I need to check that out. I don't know much about that at all, but thank you for sending that one in, Bob. Keep the suggestions coming. Here is another song about, let's see, maybe traveling through a place like Banff National Park.
It's told.
Strangers.
Our next pick of 76 is Ry Cooder's fifth solo album, Chicken Skin Music. Sandwiched between a pair of Lead Belly covers are minstrel tunes done funky, an Appalachian traditional and Hawaiian slack guitar medley, and norteño and bolero versions of pop country songs. In particular, the Hawaiian and Tex-Mex influence is strong, with authentic Hawaiian guitar players Gabby Pahanui and Ada Isaacs, plus accordion legend Flaco Jimenez. Cooter's standing as one of the era's most sought-after session players gave him the freedom to pursue his eclectic and uncommon for the time music tastes in his own albums. Chicken Skin Music paved the way for the more eclectic side of roots and Americana and showed that seemingly far apart genres are always more connected than you think. We will be hearing more from Ry Cooder's Chicken Skin Music coming up after this break. It's nice to hear John Latimer talking this morning about going to see Ry Cooder with his sister, kind of around the time that that album came out, celebrating our 50-year birthday all year long with albums from 1976. You are tuned in to 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 in Brainerd, and on your smart speaker, celebrating 50 years of people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at kaxe.org. You are tuned into Headwaters every weekday from 9 to 11. I'm your host, Malachi Coons. Coming up in about 15 minutes, you will hear a conversation and live session with Cage Jamber. Played a few songs, chatted about his music he's been up to lately. He's performing at the Beltran.